Off on top, the Mishnah says, Uvakirin Marovas Droimis. This was the west south side of the Mizbeach, on the corner of the Mizbeach, Hoyushnei Nekovim. So really what's going on the bottom of the Mizbeach is going on the Yisoid. On the Yisoid, the first Amid there, the bottom of the Mizbeach, so on this west south side, Hoyushnei Nekovim. There are like two holes over there. Kimin Shnei Chetomim, like two nose, like two small holes, dark and very small holes. Shehadomim hanitonim ala yisoid marovi val v'yal ha yisoid roimi yordam behen. The locher is the shirayim of the dam is supposed to spill on the yisoid of the mizbeach. So it used to spill it on the yisoid and the dam used to drip down these holes to go downwards. So the locher was that the shiri dam of the chates hapnim that they used to spill on the yisoid marovi on the west side. So on this neck of on this hole that was towards the west of it. And on the Yisoid Jerome, on the south side of it, that was the rest of the Shiraim of other Kabonis. That the Shiraim of the Dam was spilled on the Yisoid of the Jerome. Now, Umisarvim Ve'amo, and it would go down these holes, Umisarvim Ve'amo would mix in to the Amo, that's the flow of water that went through the Azorah, and V'yoytzim Lamachot Kidron. The water of this Amor would go out to this Nachal called Kidroin, where there it's brought down that the Balaginas, the gardeners, used to buy it off the Gizbar to use it to fertilize their fields. So that's what used to happen with the Shiuri Hadam, who went down these two holes on the west-south side of the Mizbeach. Now Mishneh Gimel, Lemato V'Ritzpa V'Yoytzen HaKeren, on the bottom on the floor, it's not on the side itself, but next to the corner, also on this west-south side, here's the Karen Mokum Hoyisham Amalama. On the floor there was a place in Amabainamo. The Tavla Shoshaish, there was a piece of marble there. This size of Namabainamo. The Tabas Hoysakbua board had a ring on top of it. Sheboyor de Lashish. From there, like it was covering up, there was holes there that went down Lashish. It went all the way down. It went to the Chalal that was underneath the Yisrael of the Mizbeach. That's where the Domim used to go there. And the Menachemites used to clean it out there once in a while, because the blood used to gel up there. So in order to make the holes, the canals straight down, they used to clean it out. Now the kevesh hoya l'droy mishem mizbeach. The kevesh, the whole plank going up the mizbeach, that was towards the south side of the mizbeach, the Durham side of the Beis Hamikdash. Now the kevesh itself was shloishim u'shtayim aroichav shesh esrei. It was 32 amos long. And it was wide 16 amas. Or revua hoisloi b'marovoi. On the west side of it, there was like revua. Some say there was a little square thing, like a little chalon, like a little window there, a little cabinet over there. Shesham hoyunoistim suli chatoi soif. When you had a chatoi soif that became posel, they used to put it over there in the meantime. They used to put the psuli chatoi soif over there until it came lidei noiser. Then afterwards, they take it out lebeis asreifa. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Echod Avnei HaKevesh V'Echod Avnei HaMizbeach. Here's the Avonim that we use for the Kevesh that are going up the Mizbeach. Where else the Avonim that we use to make the Mizbeach itself with? So these things were Mibikas Beis Kerem. Used to take these stones out of the place called Bikas Beis Kerem. That was a place they used to get nice smooth stones there. V'choifrin Lamato. They would dig down over there, mehapsula, from ground that was never used yet. Like a psula, the isha was never used yet, used to dig by ground that was never touched yet. Or meviyah misham avarim shlemas. They bring from that ground there, from this bikas, beis karim, nice, complete stones to use to make the mizbech and the kevesh. And also had to be stones, like hunafalei and barzel. No metal was used upon it. Shah barzel peisol benegiyah. Because if metal touches these stones, it possible you can't use them, these stones, to make the mizbeach or the kevesh. Or the begima of the chol dover. Who are then if it's a pekan, like a little notch, a little hole in the stone, then it's possible, no matter what caused that notch, let it be wood or whatever it is, that also possible the stones. It have to be pure, and also that metal never touched it. Now, what's going to be nifkum or achas men? Let's say one of the stones of the mizbeach gets a crack, gets a hole in it. So the ochre is he psula. Only this one is psula. But the Kulung Sheris, all the other stones, are like a kosher. Now, umalabanin ois, and they just took out that one stone and exchanged it, put another stone there instead. Now, umalabanin oison pamayim ashono. They used to like whiten the mizbeach twice a year. They used to put white lime around it. Yeah. Two times a year they used to clean up the mizbeach like a painter with white lime. Achas pesach, one right before chag pesach. Fiyachas pechag, once right before sukkis. Fiyahechol, what about in the hechol, the Beis HaMikdash itself in the hechol? Pam achas pesach, once a year they used to paint it with white lime. Once a year they did the hechol. That means the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, they painted once a year. Right before Pesach. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, Kol Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos, every Friday, Malavnin Oysim Amapa. He used to clean off the Mizbeach with a Shmata light. He used to polish it up. Because there's a lot of dam on the Mizbeach. So he used to wipe off the blood once a week on every Friday. The Loyhoyu Sodin Oysim Bekofi Shabazel. When he used to put this white line twice a year, he did not use a metal piece like to smear it on. Usually when you smear the lime, you use a metal piece to do it with. So on the Mizbeach, they didn't use metal. Why? Because again, Shema Yigav Yifso, maybe you come to touch the Mizbeach, and you're possible the Mizbeach, like we had before. Any stone that metal touched it, is possible to be used for the Mizbeach. The Chlal is why? Sha Barzo Nivu Lekatsu Yom Shaladim. Barzo metal, like for knife or sword, is made to kill people. Va Mizbeach Nivu Larech Yom Shaladim. Shaking the Mizbeach, that's meant to have a kapor and have a long life because of that. So ain't a din, it's not a svarah like Shiyunafa Makatsu al Amarach. It's not a svarah to use this metal that's Makatsu a person's life to put it on the Mizbeach that's made, Lamarach, to make a long life. Now, Mishnehei. Yeah, the Mishnehei. V'taboyis hoyu litzvoynoi eshel Mizbeach. They were like taboyis, rings, on the north side of the Mizbeach, on the floor there. Now, how many rings were there? They used to have these rings, they used to put the head of the carbon in this ring to hold it down, b'shal shchita. So all the way down on the north side of the Mizbeach, past the Mizbeach, on the north side of the Azara, they had these 24 rings there. Now, shishishdom, there were 6 rows. Shal arbab, each row had 4 rings. V'yesharim, some say, arba, there were 4 rows. Shal sheish, each row had 6 rings there. Kitzur, there were 24 tabos, 24 rings there. Shalayim shechtem es hakotchim. That's what we used to put the head of the korban in there to make it easy to make the shechita shouldn't move around too much. Then beis hamitpatchayim, the place where they did the actual shechita or cleaning out the behemis, hoyel tzvoinu shem mizbeach, was also on the north side of the mizbeach. The yola, by this beis hamitpatchayim, there was shemoina amudim nanosim, 8 small little pillows, small little poles. Or Revian Shal Erez Al Gabayim. There was a square piece of cedar wood on top of each one of them. And Vyun Kaloyis Shabaz Loik from them. He had metal hooks attached to each one of these pieces of wood. And Ushloisha Storm Hoyu, Lechol Echad V'Echad. Each piece of wood like had 3 rows of these metal hooks. Shebhem Tulim. On these hooks used to hang up the animal, the korbin, Omav Shitin. And they used to then skin the animal al shachonis shoshayish, or shachonis made out of marble, shebein hamudim. In between these pillows, these poles, there were tables there that the animal used to be like on that b'shash you were skinning it. Yeah, so they shouldn't drag along the ground. They used to put it on tables. I'm not sure if it used to be hanging and on the tables both together. They used to have it hanging on these hooks that the bottom of the animal should not touch the floor. He used to have a table right next to it. So the kids was easy to work that way to skin the animal. Skin the carbon. Now Mishnah Dalet HaKiyur. That's the vessel where they made the Kiddush. They washed the hands from. So HaKiyur Hoye Benulam L'Mizbeach. Where was it in the Beis HaMikdash? It was between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. A little bit further up on top of the Mizbeach towards the Durham side. Or Moshe Kalpidom. A little bit towards the Durham, the south. It was more south than the Mizbeach was. That's where the Kiyur was. Now, Bein Ulam and Mizbeach, how much space was there between the end, between the Amarav side of the Mizbeach and the Ulam? It was Shtayim V'Yesam Amud, 22 Amis there. Now, what happened to these 22 Amis? There were 12 steps going up from the Azora, going up to the Ulam. Now, each step was Rum Maila Chatsiyam. Each step went up an Amma, a Chatsiyamma. The Shulcha, then it went flat, straight. The width of it was an Amma. That's why these steps were different than the other steps. The other steps we had went up half an Amma, went in half an Amma. Here it went in a full Amma. Now, this happened Amma Amma. The first two steps were that way. It went up half an Amma, then it went in an Amma. Went up half an Amma, then went in an Amma. Then V'roivet Sholish. Then the third elevation, the third step, like also went up a Chatsiyamma, but there it was wide, three Ammas, space, a bigger space. Then again it went up V'yamma Amma. It went up a Chatsiyamma, then it was wide an Amma again, Chatsiyamma up, then an Amma wide. Then V'roivet Sholish, again it happened. Then it was a wider space of three Ammas. Now V'lyon on the top three, how was that? Amma Amma. Again, the first two steps were half an Amma up and an Amma width. And then Varoiva, the top one, was Arba, was four Amas wide. So it comes up like this, all these Amas wide, you're using up now 21 Amas. Because the first three were two Amas wide, and then three, that's five. So five times three is 15. And then this last one now is six. So that's how you have 21 Amas. And according to Tanakam, even though there were 22 Amas there, his one Amma was empty. The first Amma from the Mizbeach, that was a flat. Then the next Amma already started the steps to go up. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Well, Yonah, the last platform on top of the step, was Amma, Amma, but Ravit Chamish, the top one was five Amas wide. So according to him, all these steps took up the 22 Amas between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. So these steps right now, these 12 steps took up this place of these 22 Amas. Mishneh Zayin. Pischa shel Ulam. Now the opening going into the Ulam, Gavoya Arboyim Amma. This is different than all other openings. So this was for a tall 40 Amas, the opening. The Roch B'Yeshem Amma was wide 20 Amas. Now V'chomesh Maltrois shel Melas Hoyu Agabov. There were five like pieces of wood on top of this, on top of the Pesach, on top of the opening. There was five Maltrois, like for five they say Maltrois are pieces of wood that had pictures on it, made out of melas, that's good wood, called ash wood. And Hatachtoina, the bottom one, Oidet was on a Pesach Amma. The bottom one was only wide, let's say the Pesach was 20 Amas wide, so the bottom one was wide 22 Amas. Then it went one extra Amma on one side, and one extra Amma of Yama Mizer. Shalomav Menu, the next beam on top of that, was a defas a little Amma Mizev Yama Mizev, that was 24. Nintz comes out that the fifth one, Yonah, the fifth beam on top, was Shloshim Amma. Maisha sticked out five on each side, so together it was 30 Amas wide. Then the Nidbach Shalavonim Hoya Ben Kolachas V'achas. In between one beam and another beam, there was a row of stones to divide up between the beams. So that's what it was on top of this Pesach Ulam, was a decoration like these five different beams there, each one 2 Amas wider than the other one. Mishneh Ches. Now, a klun soy shel eres, they were like pieces of wood, of made out of a cedar wood, like to give support to the ulam. Since the ulam was so tall, it was a tall wall, so to give it support, they shouldn't cave in, they used to have beams going straight across from the wall of the ulam to the inner wall of the kaisel. Kedei shlo yivat, in order that the wall should not move, shouldn't like fall cave in, since it's such a big, tall wall. Now, v'shal shel shelzov, there were chains of gold, hoyekfuyois betikras ulam. In the ceiling of the ulam, there were golden chains there. Like it went down the middle of the ulam, shebehem, like it was mamish chains coming down from the top on the roof, coming down into the ulam. What they have these golden chains there? Shebem Pirchakuna, this young Kahanim, were Oilen Burain Esatoris, used to go up there, and used to see the Atoris, used to want to see the crowns, or the beautiful that was inside the Hechel. The Shinema, the Pasuk says, or inside Ulam. Yeah. So, like in the windows of the Hechel, used to want to see this. Shnema, the Pasuk says, V'yahatoris tiyo l'cheilem l'tuvio v'lidayoyoy o l'cheim ben tzfanyo l'zikorn v'echel Hashem. That used to be, these atoris used to be nice pictures of crowns there. So the young Kanim used to want to come up there to see it. So he used to like come down these chains to see them. Now, Geffen Shel Zov, there was like a vine made out of gold. It looked like a vine. Hoysoy Medes HaPischa Shalech. We had before once that on the entrance into the Heichel, there's like a golden piece, looked like a vine. Mudla Al-Gabi Kunses, it was folding over, hanging over, beams. Now, Kol Mishu Misnadev, whoever wanted to be Misnadev to the Beis Hamikdash, Olo, a golden leaf, or Gargar, or a golden grape-like, or Yeshkol, like a golden cluster, maybe they bring to the Beis Hamikdash, for Telebon, they would hang it on this type of vine. Now, Omer Reb Lezer ben Reb Yitzchok, that my soy, once happened, the Nimno Leh Sholosh Meis Kanim, that they counted 300 Kanim that needed to carry it out. That's how much gold there was. When you had the Gemara before, that says really this was a Maisa Guzma, it's a little exaggeration. And such a thing never really happened to say they stored away so much gold there, they left out 300 Kanim to come to empty it out. Okay, now Parak Vavi. The Mishnah says, Pischa Shel Heichel, so we finished the Ulam, now we're going into the Heichel. Heichel, that's where the kochim was, that's where the menorah was, the shulchan, and the menorah. The menorah, the shulchan, and the mizbeach apnim. Yes, now pischa, the entrance, shel Heichel, goiva esramam, was tall 20 amis, for roch b'yesen was wide 10 amis, for roch b'yesen amis. For yarba the loss of hoyolah, it had four doors to it. Like the wall itself was 6 amis wide, it was a very thick wall. The wall itself, the depth of it was 6 amis. So you used to have 2 doors on one side and 2 doors on the other side of the entrance. Shtayim lebifnim, 2 doors on the inner entrance, ushtayim vachutz, and 2 on the outside of the wall. Shneim leposik zaz in Yecheskel, ushtayim delosat leichol. There were 2 doors to the heichol. For lakredish to the kredish, and it says lakredish leheichol, mashma, there were 2 sets. So hachitzaynos, the outside set of doors, was Niftoch HaTotech HaPesach, opened up into the doorway. L'chasais uviv shekoysel, mamish covered up the width, the depth of the koysel. In other words, we just said the depth of the wall was 6 amis wide. Now, the opening was 10 amis. So if 2 doors, each door was 5 amis. So when you swung the door open and like go along, it covered up 5 amis worth of the thickness of that wall. And it first started 1 amir in. So the kids said this covered up the whole width of the wall. Vapnimis, according to the sheet of the inner gates, Vapnimis, Niftach HaTotech HaBayis, that opened up into the Heichel itself. And what to do that for? Lechasais Acharad Losais, like to cover up in back of the Delis. Like when you went into the Heichel itself was wide 20 Amis. And we just said now that the opening was 10 Amis. So it comes on each side, it was another 5 amis. So the door was 5 amis wide, so when you swung the door all the way open, it covered up each side of that wall. Because Shevchol HaBayis Tuchtuach Bazov, all the walls inside the Beis Hamikdash was plastered like with gold, was covered up with gold. Chutz Miacharad Losas, excluding these 5 amis on both sides of the Heichel on the back of the door. So the pshat was now, when you opened up the door itself was covered with gold. So when you opened up the door, it covered up those 5 amas on both sides. So that's how the doors worked in the Heichel. Like to cover up, the outer doors covered up the thickness of the wall. And the inner doors covered up in the back of the door, those 5 amas of that wall. Therefore they did not have to plate it with gold. Not sure exactly why not, because it wasn't a question they were short on gold. But that's the way it was built. Rabbi Yudah says, Betoich HaPesach HaYem. He holds all 4 doors were inside the thickness of the wall. So how does it work out then? Because there's not enough space. If each door was 5 amis wide, like 5 amis long, so then, and inside the space of the wall, the width is only 6 amis, so according to Moshe, you could have this 5 amis space there. So how could you have 2 doors opening up there? So he learned like this, interesting. He learns that, Ukemin, it's dramita hoyu, v'nikfolus lachareim. They were folding doors. Like in the coming into Heichel, there's two doors now. True, each door was 5 amis long, but it was folded over to 2.5. So each door, like folded over, like folding doors, came out to be only 2.5 amis. So it's very good. You had the outside door folded in at 2.5 amis, and the inside door folded also backwards 2.5 amis. So together it covered up the 5 amis of the thickness of the wall. So it's good that both doors opened up to the inside of the door of the wall. Each door really was only wide 2.5 amis, because it folded over in half. It was folding doors. So when you opened up the door, it was 5 amis wide, each door. So that's how you covered up the 10 amis width of the entrance. But it was two sets of doors, both on the inside of this, of the thickness of this wall, and they both folded inside. So after it was folded, it was only 2.5 amis. So each one was 2.5, it was perfect. That made up the 5 amis of the wall. And the wall, we said, was 6 amis wide, the depth of it. So it was inside a chatziyama. Each door, like, was in a chatziyama. And the other, the outside door, was also in a chatziyama. So that's how you have 1 am, and then the other 5 were covered with these two doors. Now, it says, chatziyama mezuzah mikan. There was left over a chatziyama on one side. The chatziyama mezuzah mikan, there was a mezuzah on the side of it. Side door, side post, was also a chatziyama on the other side. The Pasuk says there in Yecheskel, Ushtayim the losses with losses. There were two doors to each door, meaning they folded over. Shtayim usamas losses, two folding doors. Shtayim with losses, each one had two. Ushtayim the losses the acheres, and two to the back. That's a Yudishitam, that all these four doors really folded up, and they opened up the inside of the depth of the wall. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Now, the entrance into the Heichol, Oshnei Pishposhim Hoyula L'Shara Godol. Sure, there was a big gate here. It was wide 10 amis. But on the sides of it, there were little two small entrances. Echad B'Tzafim, one on the north side. V'Echad B'Dorim, one on the south side. The Shebedorim, the one on the south side. L'Nichnas B'Yodam Yodam. Nobody ever used that entrance. Nobody walked through that door. Like that Pishposh. Like the Yola of Humafarish Adei Echeskel. And at that, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Shnemer, it says, V'yom Relay Hashem, Hashem said to me, Hashar hazeh, this gate, Sogri Yish, always be closed. Lo Yiposech, never be open. V'yish lo Yavaboy, a man should never go through it. Ki Hashem l'kei Yisrael, boy, V'yom Yisogri, should always remain closed. And nobody ever went through it. Yeah. But all I could get by is a Dugma, the Shechina came through it, that's all. So the one near Dorim was always closed. Now, the one towards Sofen, that's the one they used. So that one was not less than Maftech. The Kohen now took the keys, or Pasach as a Pishpush, he opened up this door. For Nichnas Lahate, went into some cabinets there. Lahate, that was like on the side of the wall, in the wall of the Heichel. There were like chambers there. So he went into one chamber, or Mehatol Heichel. From that chamber, he went into the Heichel. Rabbi Yudah says no. He went in the thickness of this wall. We just said the wall of the entrance of Eichel was 6 amis depth. So he walked through that depth. There was like a hole there, a space to walk through it. Until it came out, I made Ben. Like he walked through the thickness of that wall until he came in between the two gates. And how do you, now he had opened up both gates. He opened up the outer gate from the inside of it. Yes, Apnimi is the inner gates, and of course from the outside of it. It's from the outside of the Heichel. Because Maisi is standing now in between the depth of the wall. So inside, like the gate to the inside gate, he's on the outside. The gate to the outside gate is on the inside. So Kitzer would open up the two gates from where he was standing. That's the way they went into the Heichel. Alright, we'll stop here.